When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, a.k.a. Mental Illness from TikTok, Mental Illness from Instagram, Mental Illness from YouTube as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. The point of this page and the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to mental health disorders and to get people into therapy. If at all possible, I've got a few in the therapy. Yeah, I've got a few in the therapy. And also, in the process of all this, validate victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse and other, you know, cluster B disorders and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about why narcissists ruin holidays and special events. Woo! This is a touchy one, y'all. I get so many questions and things like that on my TikTok and my comment sections on Instagram and things like that about why did my narcissist... my current or ex-narcissist person in my life ruined the holidays. And, like, this is a tough time, y'all. Like, I don't know, like, if I had to explain it, like, I would just say this, like, I don't know, like, when holidays are coming up, I always just start feeling weird. I can't explain it. I don't know why. Like, Christmas time, let's just take Christmas, for example. Like, the week of Christmas, I just started feeling like, I don't know, just start feeling weird. And then, like, Christmas Eve comes, and then Christmas comes, and I'm just like, I wake up on Christmas Day, everybody else is happy and excited about getting gifts and stuff like that, and I'm just, like, in this just state. I'm just in a mood. Like, I literally cannot explain it. I know people just go in the comment section and be like, because it's not about you. It's not about the narcissist. You're just selfish and things like that. Yeah, that's part of it, but I just don't know. In my brain, I just feel like Christmas and these holidays are, you know, they have become so commercialized that, like, is it really love? And I ask people, like, what does Christmas mean to you? They'll say, Christmas is about giving and receiving gifts and love, spreading love and this, that. And just about being around family and friends and things of that nature, you know. But I asked them, I was like, so if you're the person you love, you went all out, got them a gift for Christmas, but they didn't get you anything, how would you feel? Would you still love that person? You would probably still love them, but would you not be angry? Because now you expect to get something, you know. It's just me personally. I don't like receiving gifts, y'all. Like, I know it sounds weird, but I just don't like receiving gifts. Like, ask my wife, ask my kids. I just don't like getting gifts. I've never liked it. Like, and I told them, my wife and them know that. I was just like, look, just give me socks. I collect socks now. Give me socks for Christmas. You know, just give me the prototypical dad stuff for Christmas now. I want some socks, whatever. I need some socks. Just give me something simple. Because I feel like, I don't know, I always feel like gifts to me are charity. And I don't want anybody giving me charity or feeling sorry for me. I don't want anybody's pity on holidays and any kind of event. So that's probably why I explain Christmas and things like that. It's just like, you know, in the event, if the event doesn't typically center around a narcissist and things like that, yeah, they're going to, maybe not lash out, but maybe, you know, the covert narcissist will sit in the corner and at a big event and things like that, and just draw attention away from the event and draw attention to themselves. Like, why is Lee over in the corner quiet or whatever? What is he doing? What's going on with Lee? Is everything okay with him? You know? So now the attention, like, now you take the attention off the real event or the party or whatever, and now it's on me again. You see how that works? Like, literally, y'all, I cannot explain it. Like, holidays, I just don't get excited about them. Like, Thanksgiving, nope. Don't care about getting together, eating food and stuff like that. Now it's commercialized food. I just don't like that event. Like, you know, Easter, oh, we're going to go egg hunting. My birthday, even my birthday. I don't even like, you know, I know some narcissists or whatever, they get excited for their birthday because that's the most important day of the year. But, like, you know, to them. But my birthday, I'm just like another year older. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, you start to realize your immortality, not your immortality, your mortality. Like, life is actually, you know, it's finite. It's not infinite, you know? So it's just like, oh my goodness, another year towards this, to the end. You know what I mean? Like, another year towards the end of my existence, the end of this, you know, this existence that I've been graciously granted upon from God. Like, I gotta, it's a lot. Birthdays are just a lot. Mother's Day. Do you think you'll get something for Mother's Day? Mother's Day, you typically the worst holidays. If you're dealing with a male narcissist, Mother's Day would be the worst holiday. You're not my mother. Why would I get you something for you're not my mother? Mother's Day is something to celebrate with my own mom. Like, you're not my mother. Yeah, cool. Yeah, or Father's Day. You're not my dad. You know, okay, just celebrate your own Father's Day, you know? You know, you expect a gift on Mother's Day? Nope. You're going to be getting a gift on Mother's Day, or you might barely will get a happy Mother's Day. Like, a narcissist will wait to the 11:57 p.m. on Mother's Day and wish you a happy Mother's Day. Oh yeah, happy Mother's Day. Just say it nonchalantly. Oh, yeah, happy Mother's Day. But they went all out for their moms or something like that, but they just, you know, kept you on the back burner. They made you feel, you know, made you feel less special on Mother's Day because you're not my mom, you know? As weird as that sounds, you know? And you should be happy to be a mother every day. Why do you need one special day to celebrate being a mom? You should be happy every single day of the year. Why do you need to celebrate Mother's Day? You know? Explain it to me. As I said, weird as that sounds, that's exactly how the narcissist mind works. They'll deflect and gaslight you and manipulate you on Mother's Day, you know? You should be happy to be a father every single day of the year. Like, why do you need a Father's Day? I mean, why do you? You're not my dad. Why do you want to do that? You know, holidays are always different and weird, man. I'm just like telling you, like I really don't know what it is. I wish I could. I'm trying to verbalize it and let y'all know what it is about the holidays. It's just like, you know, it could be, you know, I touched on this earlier when I said, like, it could just be the fact that is not centered around me or, you know, the narcissist in your life. It could be that all the attention has been drawn away from the narcissist. I mean, but like, it doesn't have to be birthdays or whatever. Like, so, like I said earlier, some narcissists will lash out on their own birthdays. And that's the day that all the attention is supposed to be on a narcissist. Like, it's my birthday. You know what I mean? But they'll lash out on their birthday and ruin their birthday. You know, like ruin like special events and trips and stuff like that. Imagine taking a road trip with a narcissist and they completely silent the entire trip because they're mad. They get mad at something at the very beginning of the trip or the 11-hour drive and spend the next 11 hours in silent treatment in the car with them. You know? And guess what? In that moment right there, that memory becomes attached to you for the rest of your life. You remember a trip. Like, I remember, hey, you remember we took that long trip to Arizona that time? Oh, yeah, because we didn't speak the entire drive, you see? The narcissist, like, that was a great trip, wasn't it? It could have been great, but you spent the entire time not talking to me. And then the narcissist would say something like, well, you didn't talk to me either, so it works both ways, you know? Now you're in an argument for no reason about a trip you took 6 years ago when the narcissist gave you the silent treatment for packing the wrong thing, you know, not packing the bag or leaving 10 minutes late or something like that. Messed up the itinerary. You know, it's just not special. It's just not birthdays and holidays and stuff like that. It could be just a trip. Could be somebody at one of your friends' weddings. Like, you're at a wedding event with a narcissist and they, like, literally yelling and screaming at you at the event, embarrassing you or something like that. Or they do the exact opposite and become, like, distant. Like, my thing, like, I don't yell and scream at people in front of, like, at events because that makes me look bad. What I do is just distance myself. I used to just go, like, when my wife and her, like, family used to come over, I just go downstairs. Like, I have a split level house. I just go downstairs and just be working. I say, hey guys, and be downstairs the whole time. Just kind of separate myself from everybody. I'm better at that now. You can ask her. I've gotten better at that now. I promised her in marriage counseling that I will work on doing it and work on getting better. Because, like, you know, I'm telling you, every holiday, Halloween, I don't want to go trick or treating, knocking on doors, anything like that. But this past year, I dressed up as Forky from Toy Story 4. You know, I spent the holidays with her, made her happy. Like, we, you know, marriage counseling, and my own personal therapist made my life a little bit better. And, you know, I just, like I said, I don't know, y'all. It's just like, I just remember as a kid, like, my mom tried her hardest. You know, I love my mom. Like, I think my mom, because I was raised by strong women, that's why I have a little bit more respect for women, you know. And I know people like think some, I got to the point where now people think I actually think I'm a feminist, because when I'm doing my skits and stuff like that, I always say he, and I've had men reach out to me or me in the comment section pissed off and just like, you're a feminist, bro, you're a narcissist. And I'm like, okay, shut up. But yeah, holidays, anniversaries, and things like that can be ruined as well. Narcissists are good, like, for waiting to the very last minute. Your birthday, wait to the very last minute, 11:59 p.m. to wish you a happy birthday. It's just something as simple and stupid as that, y'all, just to get on your nerves, just to be on your mind and things like that. Because now, guess what? For the rest of your life, even if you leave the narcissist, you have to think about your birthday. Sometimes you'll think about it, your birthday. You mean my 30th birthday? It'd be like your special birthday, too. Your 30th birthday. Like, you mean my 30th birthday 10 years ago with that a-hole when they did this to me? So now you're connected to this person. You connected to this person for the rest of your life because of something silly that they did on your birthday 10 years ago. Y'all been divorced. Both of y'all got kids by different people and things like that. But now you're forever connected through an event, through a holiday event. Ruining every single holiday. But the crazy thing is, from the narcissist perspective, we don't even feel like we're ruining a holiday. We just feel like we're being our normal, natural selves. And, you know, things just happen. Hey, I wasn't trying to be silent and distant for everybody. I was just like, everybody was just talking about some stuff, and I just didn't, you know, I didn't feel included in the situation. So I didn't know why I need to talk, you know, and things like that. So it's in my brain, like, I knew I was being distant, but it wasn't intentional. Like, I didn't have malicious intent when I was being distant. You know what I mean? Like, I was literally just tired. I just want to deal with people sometimes. Like, just dealing with people and just, you know, dealing with other human beings was just stressful. It was like, especially in the holiday mood where everybody's supposed to be happy. I just felt like it was fake. I just was like, everybody, this is such fake happiness. Like, nobody give anybody gifts. See how happy everybody is. You know, like, nobody wish anybody a happy birthday. See how happy you are. You know, nobody wish, you know, happy Valentine's Day. Oh my goodness. That's one of the worst right there with a narcissist. Y'all. I'm about to say, don't wish anybody happy Valentine's Day without giving the gift. Like, no, like, so, like, this is, especially on days like Valentine's Day, like, narcissists will either give a crappy gift or no gift at all, or give you an extravagant gift and remind you about it for the rest of your life. You remember that time? Hey, don't ever say I didn't do anything for you. I spent $500 on this. Hey, you know they cost $700, right? You know, just let you know how much they paid for the gift or whatever, taking the thrill away from the gift, you know? And like I said, I'm a good gift giver. I like making good, special trinkets and life, like, memories and stuff like that to attach to my wife. I'm a very, very good gift giver. I give her memorable gifts. And I just let them know. Like, remember the time I made that little pop-up book for you, whatever? Remember the time I made that journal for you, whatever, with your memories and stuff like that? Remember the time I bought that Kingston that shirt and put it on it for your mom's birthday? Like, I'm good at it, y'all. Like I said, I'm still good at giving gifts now, but like nowadays, I kind of reel it back in and just, you know, just try to be normal with it. Don't go over the top with stuff, you know. Just be normal and just show my wife that I appreciate her, show my family that I appreciate them. And I'm better at, like I said, I still don't like getting gifts. I still, my gift is still socks. So yeah, holidays are just going to be rough times for narcissists, because it's like I say, it could just be because it's not about them. The attention is centered elsewhere, and you know, the egotistical narcissists need the attention to be on us. Like, hey, give me the shining light over here for a little bit. Give me a little bit of light. Hey, I know this is your wedding, but give me a little bit of light because I'm over here in the corner by myself sulking or being distant or yelling at my girlfriend, or I'm over here yelling at my boyfriend, or I'm yelling at my kids or somebody else's kids, you know, yelling at the bride or the groom, or you give a weird speech so people remember that as well, you know. I've seen narcissistic fathers stand up at I seen a narcissistic father stand up at his son's wedding and give the most narcissistic speech I've ever heard in my life. Just pretty much got up at the wedding and, like, literally kind of chastised his son for not following the dad's hopes and dreams for them. I told him to play basketball. He didn't. I told him to play, I told him to play football. He didn't. And I was like, goodness gracious. And then the way he worded it, it was so smooth that everybody was started clapping at the end, except for me. And I was like, and I told my wife, oh, that was the worst speech I've ever heard. You know, that speech right there was, that was not a good speech. Everybody was eating it up. I had did a speech too, and they said, his speech is better than yours, Lee. I'm like, no, y'all hear what he said? Huh? He basically just chastised his son. I mean, there was no good speech. Y'all not read between those lines. But I've seen that before in person. I'm like, just took the light off his son at his own wedding and put it on him. Because he said, oh, my son did not live up to my expectations. In not so many words. But yeah, I've seen that so many. Like, yeah. Anyway, y'all, it's late. I'm trying to get this video loaded up before it hit midnight. Sorry for the late post. I'm really, very, very, very appreciative of every like, comment, heart, smiley face, You know, I get. Like I said, if y'all interested in one-on-ones, I'm still doing those, still doing the Wizios as well. I truly, truly appreciate every single person on here, every single like I get, every single follow. Even the people on here still hating. Like, I know, like, goodness gracious, the hate not gonna stop me. I promise y'all it won't. But if the hate helps you pay your rent or pay your bills or something like that, if you can make some money off of me, be blessed with it, you know. Pay it forward. If you can make some money off of hating me, pay it forward to somebody else, okay? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all again. Mental Illness is out.